councillors for Tralee Municipal District have been getting complaints from people about the traffic lights at one of the busiest junctions in the town. This is the junction where Edward Street, North Circular Road and John Joe Sheehy Road all meet. It's a major artery in the town of Tralee, connecting traffic, for example, including to and from Listowel and the MTU. Now, councillors are getting complaints from motorists that they're getting stuck in traffic lights and the traffic lights there are taking too long to change. In addition, these are the traffic lights and junction nearest Tralee train and bus stations. So it's also a very, very busy spot for pedestrians. Alan O'Brien, who's on work placement here in the Radio Kerry newsroom from MTU, met Sinn Féin councillor Paul Daly near these contentious traffic lights and junction.
In a November meeting of the Tralee Municipal District Kerry County Council meeting, you brought up a few motions regarding traffic in Tralee. Could you tell us a bit more about those motions?
Yeah, well, I suppose this is one of the busiest junctions in Tralee. As everyone knows, traffic over the last 20 years has increased enormously around the town, and this is definitely one of the busiest junctions. I pass through it every day on my way to work, so I can see firsthand the traffic problems that are, especially at, you know, the busier hours of the day, in the morning and in the evening. Whereas the lack of cycle lanes and public transport around, it is an issue, and it's becoming more of an issue because, let's face it, the roads aren't getting any bigger, but there are more cars on the road.
And what would you suggest is done about the junction itself?
Well, we're standing here at the junction, and one of the things the issues I raised was the width of the footpath on the train station side. So, as we're looking at it now, it's probably the narrowest footpath of the junction. And you have huge numbers of students and people coming off the trains and off the buses, and they're coming out just at the pedestrian crossing there. And I would imagine that if you were coming with a wheelchair or a buggy, you're going to find it very difficult to navigate that particular footpath. So that needs to be addressed, whether they'll probably have to widen it in some way just to make it easier for pedestrians to pass through, or while they're standing and waiting for the green light. There's traffic situations all over town. Everyone knows that, whether it be school drop-offs in the morning or pick-ups later on in the afternoon. It is becoming more and more of an issue. And that's not even looking at the speed of traffic, which is also an issue in different parts of town, you know, where cars are maybe going that little bit too fast. So I suppose, look, there's lots of traffic issues that need to be sorted out.
And a lot of the concerns regarding the junction is that the traffic lights themselves are too slow. Would you say that the speed or duration of the traffic lights is creating more problems in itself? For example, jaywalking or just cars running through lights?
Well, first things first, I suppose. The traffic lights can be a bit of an issue. Quite often I'd be, when I'm driving or stop the traffic lights, you would find that maybe four or five cars go through and then all of a sudden the lights go red. It's doing very little to alleviate the queue of traffic that's there, so maybe the timing of the lights needs to be assessed. Again, these are kind of tweaks that need to happen every now and again. There is a big build-up, as I said, during peak hours, so that's something that the council need to look at. As for jaywalking, people shouldn't be, you know, I don't think traffic lights really are going to have a huge effect on that if people are going to run across the road when they shouldn't. I think, you know, lights aren't really going to determine that, they're just going to do it anyway. They should stick to the green man and cross when it's safe to do so.
And I know that with your motion regarding the footpath especially, the council said they would have to consult with the National Transport Authority and Irish Rail. Have you been given any update on the process of that motion?
No, only that the council have said that they are going to enter negotiations. Look, I suppose anything to do with roads, you have to be the National Transport Agency, you have to be consulted with. I do think that, though, in Tralee, like, especially in that road, the Oak Park Road, they're coming down towards the train station, they could look at maybe the possibility of changing the lanes that are coming down. So at the moment, there's a lane on the left-hand side that goes for traffic going straight down the road towards Edward Street, or taking a left maybe that could be just a lane just for vehicles turning left, and maybe the outside lane could be for going straight or turning right. Something like that needs to be looked at. And of course, in general, in traffic around town, I think if we want to alleviate traffic, we need to have more cycle lanes, safe cycle lanes all around the town.
Do you know if there's anything going to be done about maybe incorporating more cycle lanes into Tralee traffic?
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been some changes made. For example, over by Mount Hawk, there have been traffic calming, and they have provided cycle lanes there that are, you know, kept safer by bollards and things. But I think that needs to be rolled out right across the town where it's possible. And they need to be all linked up so that people feel safer to jump on a bicycle and to cycle to school. It's healthier for a start. It can be quicker, let's face it, given the traffic around town. It can be quicker to get from A to B on a bicycle, but it needs to be safe. And that's the most important thing. And that in itself will have a very positive effect on traffic around the town.
And that is Sinn Féin councillor Paul Daly for the Tralee Municipal District speaking there to Alan O'Brien, who's working here in the Radio Kerry newsroom at the moment, about concerns that people have raised with him and other councillors about the traffic lights at one of the busiest junctions in Tralee town. And this is the junction where Edward Street, North Circular Road and John Joe Sheehy Road all meet. And of course, it's it's near the train station, and it's also near the bus station, so it's going to be a very busy spot for pedestrians as well. So Kerry County Council told Councillor Daly at the time that this was all part of upgrades to the junction, would be all parts of the Phase 4 of the Tralee redevelopment plan, and obviously they would have to consult with Irish Rail in relation to any changes to the footpaths or pedestrian access as well on that. But I'd love to get your views on that this morning. And again, as Paul Daly was saying there to Alan, the most important thing is safety, above all else is safety. And I'm sure it must be a very complex, it can be very complex when it comes to regulating the times when it comes for traffic lights to change and all that, because obviously there are different times of the day, some are busier than others, and as Paul Daly said there, safety always has to take preeminence. And you have so many different road users now. Not only do you have pedestrians, and you also have motorists, you have cyclists, and of course, let's not forget those people on e-scooters.